On October 10th, news broke that there were some big changes planned for the state's public higher education system. UW System President Ray Cross announced his intention to merge the UW System's 13 two-year colleges with its 13 four-year universities. Also, UW Cooperative Extension would be transferred to UW-Madison, and UW Extension, of which Wisconsin Public Radio is a part, would be moved from UW Extension to UW System Administration. That's a lot to chew on, and according to some stakeholders, there wasn't very much notice given before the plans went public. So today, we'll talk with some of those stakeholders about what these changes could look like and what implications it may have for higher education here in western Wisconsin. This is The West Side. I'm Rich Kramer. Thanks for joining us this Monday morning on Wisconsin Public Radio Stations 88.3 WHWC, Menominee Eau Claire, and 88.7 WRFW. I've got four guests who are intimately involved with the UW system, the colleges, administration, you name it. First, let me introduce Chancellor Kathy Sandeen. She is Chancellor of UW Colleges and UW Extension. She joins us from our studios in Madison. Chancellor Sandeen, welcome.
Thank you, Rich. Look forward to the conversation.
Right back at you. This is going to be a very good conversation. And again, I want to remind people that as an employee of Wisconsin Public Radio, I am personally affected by this. Wisconsin Public Radio is part of UW Extension, so I wanted to get that disclosure out there right away. Joining us in studio, we've got a cavalcade of stars. Jim Schmidt is with us. He is the Chancellor of UW Eau Claire. Chancellor Schmidt, welcome.
Good morning.
I'd also like to welcome Keith Montgomery. He is the Regional Executive Officer and Dean of the UW College's Northern Region. Keith Montgomery, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. And then we've got Jim Pannier. He is a former professor and department chair at UW-Barron County. Jim Pannier, welcome to the program.
Good to be with you.
Good to have you. Listeners, if you have a question or a comment, please do give us a call at 1-800-228-5615. Again, we're talking about the proposed merger between the UW colleges and the UW universities. 1-800-228-5615. If you want to post on our West Side Facebook and would prefer not to go on air, please do, and I'll do my best to get your question or comment on the air. Jim Pannier, I'd like to start with you because, as I understand it, you were there at the very beginning when UW-Barron County, what is now known as UW-Barron County, came to be. So take us in the Wayback Machine. What was it like then, and what was it called at the beginning?
Well, first let me say that I was a part of the first faculty, a charter member of that faculty, but a lot of work went on prior to 1966 to get that campus to Barron County. Many citizens, community leaders spent a good deal of time traveling between Rice Lake and Madison to convince the legislators and the people in the Board of Regents that Rice Lake and Barron County would be an attractive place for one of the two-year branch campuses that was then to be affiliated with one of the state universities. There was a good deal of competition as well between, in our case, Eau Claire and Stout as to which four-year campus should in fact be the campus to which we became affiliated with. At the time, I think a good deal of it had to do with Stout's national and international reputation in two fields, in what we call then industrial technologies and home economics. Well, things have certainly changed since then. In many of my comments, I refer back to an old commercial about this isn't your father's Oldsmobile. And I think, in essence, that's the case here. I'm looking at being affiliated with the campus, the county board. I served there for 10 years and in the community for 51 years now. So I bring what John McCain called one of the compensations of old age, the acuity of hindsight. And so with that hindsight, I always need to remind myself that the way things are today is not the way it was when I started or even when I left the university and retired. We were called the Barron County campus of Stout State University. Hmm. We were a branch campus. Our campus newspaper was called The Twig. So you can see how that was the origin of that naming. A very important part of who we are and who we were in our origins had to do with the philosophy of then-President Bud Michaels and the dean that he hired to be that first dean, John Meggers. And that was he was hiring good teachers. Now, to me, a teacher is a more prestigious term than professor. To be a good teacher. And that didn't mean necessarily that you had alphabet soup after your name like PhD, EdD, or DAT. It meant something far different. It meant that quality to transmit an environment of learning to students. Mm-hmm. So John's charge was basically to hire good teachers. I was fresh out of school, so I had to learn really how to be that teacher from my colleagues. And I had a great bunch of mostly men, to be honest with you, mm-hmm. one woman who came down from UW-Superior, Margaret Wolfinger. But there were many quality teachers who John hired. And at that time, the UW was set up with a budget that permitted dollars to be spent to encourage people who did not have terminal degrees to get them. We could leave for a semester and be on full pay. We could leave for a year and be on half pay. Hmm. It doesn't exist today.
Sure.
But our focus was on trying to get good teachers.
Building up the staff. So what time, when did it become part of what we know as UW colleges?
Oh, goodness. As far as the year.
1970 with the reorganization of the UW system in 1970.
Sure. And at the time, in the 1960s and 1970s, we had a lot of people that were going to colleges, kind of a boom of the baby boomers and all of that, correct?
That's mm-hmm. true.
Yeah.
We went from Japan. Being called the branch campus to UW centers to UW colleges to a regionalized system of colleges.
Sure.
And now it's proposed that we are to become a satellite. All in the name. Every single one of these changes in name was an attempt to improve post-secondary education in Wisconsin. Now, what were we combating? Things like declining enrollments. We needed to attract more students. We needed to maintain student access. We needed to reduce transfer problems, all in the face of decreasing state support for higher education as a percentage of the college costs.
And this was back then. I mean, this
sounds
familiar.
It's the same every time. It's just a wave that has occurred over the millennia.
Sure. And about the restructuring, before we get into what President Cross's plan is for the current restructuring, Chancellor Sandin, I wanted to talk with you. There were some changes. Was it 2013 or 2015, one of the state budgets, where there were substantial cuts to the UW colleges and UW systems in general, and this is when the regional deans were created. Was it correct?
That's correct. So it was in 2015. Right. So it was a 2015-2017 budget, and the UW colleges' state support was reduced by $5 million, which is a huge hit for us. And what we decided to do after a process and much input and thinking about it is regionalize certain functions and centralize some functions. So, for example, we centralized information technology services, library services, financial aid, registrar, that sort of thing. And we regionalized other things like student affairs, academic affairs, and business and finance. And at that point, we reduced the number of campus deans and we appointed four regional executive officers and deans, and Keith Montgomery is one of those. Now, that process, that regionalization and consolidation, was successful. We've been living under that new model for over a year now, and we've really been able to serve our students and do so in a much more efficient and effective manner. In fact, I'm happy to report that our recruiters who are out there bringing in new students into the UW colleges really did a great job and reduced the rate of decline of enrollment almost by half. And they're out there now busily recruiting for students to enter in the fall. So we have made quite a bit of progress. What really hit us, as Professor Panier points out, is the demographics in the state of Wisconsin, where we're seeing a drastic decline in high school age population, and that's even more pronounced in the north. And so certain campuses really saw a decline in enrollment, and I think it's related to that. Another factor is when employment is good and unemployment is low, students who are working tend to work more hours and reduce the number of courses that they take, or they stop out for a while. So that has an impact on enrollment as well. But the overall reorganization that we enacted in 2015 was successful and is working well.
And Dean Montgomery, I wanted to ask you, you know, were you at one of the other campuses at the other colleges before you became regional dean?
Yeah, I was the dean at UW-Marathon County and interim dean at UW-Marshfield-Wood County.
Okay. And what kind of things were, your employees at the time, with that restructure at the time, there must have been some uncertainty, some nervousness, anxiety. How did the campus react?
It was a huge transformation of the way in which we primarily administer the campuses. I mean, the focus was always on the students and making sure that they continued to get the same education. We didn't cut the instructional budget at all. We just reorganized the administration, created some back offices regionally and statewide. And I'm very proud of the colleges for what we did. I mean, we saved the taxpayer over $5 million. Within a year. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine another public institution transforming itself in the way in which we did that.
And Chancellor Schmidt, the four-year universities were by no means spared from the cuts in 2015. Your campus had quite a hurdle to get over, too. I believe $12 million sticks in my head.
Good memory. I'm trying to forget it. It was $12.2 million.
Okay. So that brings us to today. I mean, these issues with funding, with enrollment, I mean, it's something that people in your positions will be talking about in perpetuity, in the UW, in higher education. So when did you first find out about President Cross's plan to restructure the UW system and merge the two-year colleges with the four-year universities?
The week that the announcement was made. So the announcement was made on Wednesday, October 11th, and I learned that week, and Keith learned that week as well.
That week, as in the beginning of the week, like only 2 days before?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering, I mean, with the, when you talked about the plan, the way that the restructuring happened, how much time and planning went into that? I mean, can you quantify it in terms of days, months, hours, etc.?
In terms of the regionalization and consolidation plan, yes, we had several months where we were gaining input for that plan before we issued any decisions and moved forward.
So I'm just wondering, and I'm sure you've all been asked this about 100 times, but this kind of notice, is this surprising that you weren't included earlier in the discussion? Because I would assume that this kind of decision isn't made over the course of a couple days. And I guess, Chancellor Sandeen, I'll stay with you on that.
Well, we all knew that the enrollment declines in the colleges and these demographic shifts in the state, we all knew that these were not going to go away. Mm-hmm. And I knew that both President Cross and the regents were very concerned. I'd been open and transparent with them. I had had many discussions. I had an idea called Framing the Future for addressing some of the concerns. But in the end, they considered various options, and it was their decision to go with this option. And I think it's a good one. I stand behind it. Anything that will support the UW colleges and the mission. You have to understand, Rich, that the UW colleges campuses really serve a distinctly different segment of students than our four-year institutions in the UW system. 58% of the students in the UW colleges are the first in their families to go to college. 20% of them have dependents, either young children or older adults that they're taking care of. And an astonishing number, 81% of the students are working as they go to school, and 16% are working full-time. So this is a very important segment to continue to serve. And this new option, linking the UW college's campuses with a nearby four-year institution, should give them a degree of stability going forward. And the most important thing for me is keeping the doors open. This mission of open access, affordability, and transfer is really important to serve the citizens of the state of Wisconsin.
And Dean Montgomery, as regional dean for the UW colleges, you know, we've heard already from President Cross and others that the goal is to keep campuses open. And I know that there's always been discussion about, you know, trying to close this or whatever, different ways to come up with money and save money. But some have said that this plan can actually be the forerunner to the closure of a campus. Do you see that? And also, as to how the announcement was made, do you think any of that could be done differently? Two different questions. Let's start with.
I've heard no conversation about closing a campus.
Okay.
And this is being done in order to ensure that campuses stay open into the future.
Right. And of the notice that was given, do you think that stakeholders should have been involved in the process earlier on?
It is a decision that administration made. I'm completely on board with this. As the chancellor said, it was no secret the fact that there were some real challenges, not just in UW colleges, but in other UW campuses as well, with a decline in enrollment, tuition freeze. And also, there's been a realignment, really, of education and the economy in the state that's still underway. So that all of these things have impacted the UW system.
Chancellor Schmidt, I saw you at the Regents meeting in Menominee just last month. And had you heard any rumblings of this? Because I've heard that there were rumblings, that this was one of many things that were being considered.
Yeah, I'd agree with, you know, Chancellor Sandin said it's been no secret of the declining enrollment. I think they've been looking at things for, you know, well over a year. What are the different options? You know, I'd heard rumors, you know, do you merge them with technical colleges? There were state legislators who were asking about that. Candidly, when we had the big budget cut, it was announced 2.5 years ago, I had a pretty well-publicized email that got released in the media. President Cross had asked each of the chancellors to think out of the box. The cut was enormous. Got to look at how we do things differently. And it was a brainstormed list. And I think I gave them 18, 19 points. But one of the things I put in that email was this very solution, including giving extension to Madison. The notion was do the step that I think was right, which was the regionalization effort. And I give Chancellor Sandin credit for leading that change. My suggestion at that time, and again, it wasn't a well-thought-out plan, it was just getting ideas on the table, is align them with the four-year institution since their mission included the transfer piece and then, in essence, saving on administration. I think this was a bold decision by President Cross. I think it was in an effort to save these institutions, keep them open. And I think that, you know, the real potential for savings is further consolidation of administrative services back, in this case, well, we don't know how it'll end up, but the university campus versus some regional and state structures. And it's all about making sure the precious tax dollars that are entrusted to us and tuition dollars can affect the student experience. And that starts with the classroom and then the important services that help students stay in the classroom and be successful in their degree completion.
How was that email received? Because there was some press reports that it wasn't received graciously.
No, what? I mean, there's a bit of irony. I mean, President Cross actually asked me. He said he was visiting, and he said, "Jim, do you remember that email you sent me a couple of years ago?" And I laughed, and then he laughed back, and he said, "I suppose you do." I said, "Well, we're kicking this idea around again." Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I had a heads up that this might be a potential outcome. And, you know, and I told him at that point, I said, "Do what's right for Barron County, whether that's a connection to Stout, Superior, us." I said, let's do what's right for that population, and I will support it. So if it comes to Eau Claire, great, we'll embrace it. If it decided it should be aligned with Stout or Superior, I can embrace that as well.
And we'll get Chancellor Sandin, please.
Yes, one of the things that I think is important in this proposal, and again, it's a proposal. It's subject to board vote on November 9th. Mm-hmm. We believe they will support it, but I think it's important to remind everyone it is a proposal. But one of the benefits would be for the four-year institution to be able to offer more upper division and bachelor degrees or bachelor completion programs in Rice Lake at the Rice Lake campus. And I think that's part of the concept of actually expanding and supporting these smaller campuses. So I hope that that is something that does happen, because I think it would be very beneficial to our smaller communities.
I'll get back to Chancellor Schmidt in just a second, but Jim Panier wanted to jump in. Did I?
Yes, I do.
Sure.
I want to take a counterpoint of view with regard to your question of how this has been floated.
Sure.
I think this represents a classic example and case study for faculty and students who study leadership, who study management, who take administration-type courses, because I think you have here an idea that has been bounced around within the upper echelons of the UW, but there has been no discussion or limited discussion of the specifics. You know, the devil's in the details. And when it comes to faculty, when you begin talking about the issues of tenure track, these are issues that are going to be major obstacles that need to be discussed. There's a difference, and I've heard Chancellor Schmidt talk about the difference in terms of the custom, the background, the history of these institutions. But let's remember there are different missions. But what happens in terms of that inevitable day when the economy declines and all of a sudden we don't have as much interest, let's say, in a particular program, and there is need for staff reductions? We won't call them cuts, we'll call them reductions. And how do we gain those efficiencies? And how is that all going to play out? I think that we have to remember we're doing this in terms of declining traditional age students. There are fewer of those 18 to 22-year-old students. There is a decline in the number of non-traditional age students who are returning to school because of the prosperity and the economics we have. And there's another issue we haven't talked about, and that is the liberal arts creep within the curriculum and mission of the Wisconsin Technical College system, and how that has been or not been addressed by chancellors and by the Board of Regents. It reminds me a little bit of adverse possession in property. It's been allowed to creep in. It has become part of their program, and no one has really called them to task to say, "Hey, wait a minute." So I think there's a lot here that remains to be seen. And like so many other major things, take Obamacare as an example. We're going to pass it, and then we're going to find out what's in the legislation that was approved. That's what I'm hearing right now. I would like to see more time spent with county boards who were not involved. The two gentlemen I am sitting with both came to the Barron County board meeting last month. Mm-hmm. But again, I don't think, and correct me if I'm wrong, gentlemen, neither of you had much in the way of specifics because it's still very much a work in progress. And I think that's where the focus needs to be. Spend more time with the faculty and the stakeholders.
There's still lots to unpack. Let's take our first break. We'll be right back, and we'll get to Chancellor Schmidt. And if anyone has a question or a comment about the UW restructure or the merger of the two-year colleges with the four-year universities, the transferring of cooperative extension to another home and UW extension to another home, call 1-800-228-5615. I'm Rich Kramer. This is The West Side. I'm joined by Kathy Sandeen, Chancellor of UW Colleges and UW Extension, Jim Schmidt, Chancellor of UW-Eau Claire, Keith Montgomery, Regional Executive Officer and Dean of the UW Colleges Northern Region, and Jim Pannier, former Professor and Department Chair with Barron County. 1-800-228-5615.
Support for WPR comes from the Children's Hospital of Wisconsin Foster Care Program, dedicated to helping thousands of Wisconsin foster kids connect with caring families. More about being a foster parent is at chw.org/TFC. Support also comes from the Mabel Tainter Center for the Arts in Menominee. The bluegrass band, The Special Consensus, presents classic bluegrass with a modern sensibility at the Mabel Tainter, Saturday, November 11th. MabelTainter.org.
You're listening to The West Side on Wisconsin Public Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. I'm Rich Kramer. We're talking about the restructuring of the UW system. It's a proposal at this point, but the UW Board of Regents are expected to approve it. The proposal was put forth by UW System Administration President Ray Cross. The idea is to merge the state's 13 two-year colleges with the state's 13 four-year universities. And full disclosure, I am an employee of UW Extension. All Wisconsin Public Radio employees, or most of them as far as I know, are employees of UW Extension, part of the UW system. So before we took the break, Chancellor Schmidt wanted to chime in. We were just talking about Jim Pannier brought up the way that the announcement was handled. And before that, we were talking about some of the opportunities that might be in store for the Barron County campus with an alignment with UW-Eau Claire. So, Chancellor Schmidt. Oops, here we go.
There we go. So, a number of important points have been made. Certainly, assuming that this recommendation is approved by the Board of Regents, it's a big decision. And President Cross has been quoted in interviews saying, yeah, I probably should have done, I should have done a better job, and I would have liked to have done it. He had his own reasons for announcing the proposal the way he did, and he'd be the person to need to address that. Mm-hmm. But in my professional career, I've been through two mergers and a shotgun divorce, all at two-year colleges in Minnesota. I started my career working with a technical college that three of us merged together in order to avoid a bigger merger. 4 years later, we had a shotgun divorce where our new board said, yeah, you guys were doing that for the wrong reasons. So they split us up, and then they re-merged us with different colleges.
Wow.
So I've been through this, and during that second series of mergers, I actually chaired the merger steering committee. So I've had a lot of experience doing that. So the decision that is likely to be made by the board is a big decision. But as I've stated in my blogs, and I've said this to people at Eau Claire and at Barron County at the board meeting, that there are thousands of decisions left to be made. And I can tell you, as one of the chancellors who will be responsible for bringing this merger through, that is where we will have great faculty, student governance feedback, support from the Barron County board, from the community members. We're very early. There's a lot to be done in a short amount of time. In the coming month, I hope to be in, you know, and Chancellor Sandeen is going to be inviting me to the Barron County campus, and we'll start those conversations. One thing I would add, one size does not fit all. So I don't think these mergers will be the same across the state. I can speak, so if I were at Stevens Point and merging with those two campuses, I would take a different approach than the one I'm likely to take here. Mm-hmm. I believe this, you have to go back to why they were founded, so I really appreciated the background on that. You have to listen carefully to the community and the role it plays in the community. There's some unusual connections. Barron County has a deep connection with the Somali population up there. I'm very interested in learning more about that. I want to make sure UW-Claire can also do a better job serving them. They have a relationship, La Crouderie Tribal College. I'm very interested in how that relationship goes. And Barron County also does a lot of teaching in the high schools, something that UW-Claire doesn't do. I told the Barron County Board that the likely direction I would like to go with this is that we preserve their mission. They have a unique mission, and they're different than UW-Claire. The notion of making UW-Barron County a small UW-Claire doesn't make sense. The big takeaway I've learned from the mergers in Minnesota, if you homogenize the missions, both lose. And I just want to assure some of the listeners that this is a big decision, but the meat of it and how it plays out and what actually happens, those decisions haven't been made, and those decisions will be used being the traditional shared governance structures that universities do. And I just want to assure people that my initial inclination is to move towards a model that preserves the open-door admission, that keeps the tuition lower, adds opportunities for baccalaureate programs. And I would just tell the good folks at Barron County that we, UW-Claire, expects to learn a lot from working with the people of Barron County. They do great work with distance education, again, the relationships with the Somali populations, mm-hmm. La Crouderie Reservation. There are a lot of great opportunities, and I think the learning will happen both ways. And I think we'll make both institutions stronger.
And anyone can correct me if I'm wrong, but from what I've read in news reports, this, if approved by the Board of Regents, would go into effect, we're talking July 1, 2018.
Correct.
So it is a short time frame. Jim Pannier, you wanted to chime in?
Well, I too have been through a lot of mergers and name changes and the like, and I agree with the Chancellor that these things do get handled in different ways. And that's part of the concern that I have also, based on tradition. One, we've already closed one campus.
Which is that? I'm unfamiliar.
Yeah, okay. You have to have this 51-year perspective.
I'm working on it.
Medford was closed early after it was opened.
Sure.
Also, if you go talk to the silverbacks among the faculty who were at the 3Ms, these three campuses of Marinette, Manitowoc, and Menasha. Those three campuses were affiliated with Green Bay. When we joined the UW centers, it was like, why? Why are we doing this? We had it so good. It was the best of times. And we were looking at the worst of times coming up. Our salaries were better. We had better budgets. We had a brand new bus. We flew to our department meeting because it was cheaper than it was to take the state cars and stay overnight and so on. My point is, these are not new concepts or anticipated bumps in the road. Mm-hmm. But how this is going to get worked out in this short period of time, there are people who are wondering, you know, I'm working under a tenure track expectation or anticipating applying for promotion. And how is that going to work?
Mm-hmm.
How my colleagues at the four-year campus, how are they going to respond to me? Some of those are tremendous relationships. When we were part of Stout, we had a group called Mongoose. Now, remember, Stout had a lot of male faculty members, mm-hmm. and they had their monthly social gathering, sometimes even in Rice Lake. And we would work back and forth. We came to know our colleagues, both socially and academically. That good feeling is something that may or may not exist within between a campus and the four-year institution.
And I'd like to go to Dean Keith Montgomery about this. You wanted to chime in, and also if you have any thoughts on what happens with someone that's on a tenure track, you know, in the middle of that, you know, that's a long process, and it's very important.
Well, on the question of working out the details, I mean, I would point out that Chancellor Sandin led regionalization, and of course, that didn't come with the 500-page manual. The details are worked out after the concept was put on the table, and that took less than a year. And of course, also Chancellor Schmidt has experience in mergers as well. So I'm confident in the leadership here that we'll get this this done, and the details will be worked out. As far as tenure track goes, I think that's one of the details that has to be worked out. But tenure is going to be preserved.
It is. It will be continued.
I can't imagine any of you in the room or on the line with us fighting against that. But again, it's just a lot of uncertainty, I think, is just because this is a monumental change.
Well, and finding great talent is important. And was mentioned, the faculty at UW-Barron County are excellent from everything I can see. I've spoken to our provost, the dean, just this morning, dean of arts and sciences. The credentials are outstanding. I'm going to work to try to retain all of them because finding good talent is particularly difficult, particularly in the rural parts of the state. So we're not going to be doing things to undermine the ability to continue to have the great work continue at Barron County.
Let me give you an example.
Go ahead.
Let me give you an example of this in a department where the DAT, the Doctor of Arts and Teaching degree, was considered one form of a terminal degree. It was a teaching degree. The individual I'm thinking of received his degree from the University of North Dakota. The colleagues within the UW colleges saw that as somewhat of a third-rate degree. Mm-hmm. And so then you get this kind of animosity built up between an individual or individuals. And I just want to be sure that that doesn't happen between the one or two people who may be at a campus and the traditions that exist for tenure track or promotion, retention decisions.
Sure.
Eau Claire did hire away one of our political science instructors, so we know we've got some good people.
You have great talent at Rice Lake, and not only have we hired them away, but our faculty regularly do joint research with the faculty in Rice Lake. We've invited students to be involved with joint research projects. We got people in our biology department, our material science engineering departments, in particular, who are very excited. I believe it was a team from UW-Barron County that won a national robotics competition. I really believe there are things that both, so it's not this hierarchical thing. They'll learn something from each other. I believe there's two fundamental different ways that these mergers will happen. One is that homogenization is maybe the stronger term, but, you know, the history faculty members at the college become full members of the history department at the other institution, that you have one set of admissions criteria, that you really make things look like one is just a replication of what is on the other campus. The other is to go back and establish a branch campus model. So it has separate admissions requirements. Now, there you continue to have those transfers, and you can do some joint admissions. There's some creative things you can do. But then the 10-year process and your colleagues would continue at the two-year colleges. I think those are two different ways you can go about it. And I don't want to get too far ahead of myself because I want to sit down and talk to the faculty of Barron County. I want to talk to the students. I want to talk to the stakeholders. But my initial inclination is that you preserve the core of what is there, build on what's there, not remake it in the UW-Eau Claire image.
With that, let's take our first call of the morning. And again, the number to call in, if you've got a question or comment about the merger, the restructure, whatever you want to call it, the plan to align the two-year colleges with the four-year universities in the UW system. This includes UW-Barron County, and at this point it's UW-Barron County and UW-Eau Claire are going to have some kind of a more intimate relationship in the future if approved by the Board of Regents, which many expect will happen. 1-800-228-5615. Linda in Birchwood, you're on the air. Are you still there, Linda?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. What's on your mind?
I was hoping your guest could address going back to the regionalization effort. There was a comment made by Chancellor Sandeen that that process took about a year and a half, possibly on the administrative side it did. However, there have been a number of changes, the devil in the details on implementation, and I don't think for our county-based UW Cooperative Extension Services that that is being carried out very well. And so when I hear about the plan now, not just rolling UW Barron County into another institution, but the changes coming to UW Cooperative Extension, I'm even more concerned because I don't think we have implemented the regionalization very well yet, and I would prefer UW Cooperative Extension to have access to specialties across all colleges, not just be housed under UW-Madison, and I don't believe our public television and radio should be under administration. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for that, Linda. And Chancellor Sandeen, any thoughts? I mean, I know that you don't have the game plan, the whole playbook, but thoughts about some hiccups along the way, perhaps, or some folks that didn't think that the regionalization occurred as smoothly as some others might believe?
Well, Rich, what Linda is referring to is yet a separate reorganization effort that focused specifically on cooperative extension.
Right.
And that reorganization was planned and we're about halfway through implementation. It was planned in 2016 and we're halfway through implementation. So your caller is absolutely correct. We have not really completed and come to the full fruition of that particular reorganization yet. We're well underway. And that one in particular, we did massive outreach and got input from county boards and communities. And we have a very good structure in place that will preserve the ability to bring the applied research programs and services from the University of Wisconsin into every county and into every the hands of pretty much every citizen. So that is still underway. And I understand Linda's concern that moving under UW-Madison, there may be a different level of attention to cooperative extension. However, I can tell all your listeners that I have personally spoken with the chancellor of UW-Madison, and she is committed to the work of cooperative extension. And I believe what we'll see is that whole division will be brought in intact to UW-Madison and will be supported in the way that it has gone. So that is a different reorganization. It's correct. We're not completely finished with that, but we're well underway.
And if I can just jump in with a follow-up, I've read something about other states having their extension or their cooperative extension county offices aligned with a land-grant university. Is that correct?
That's the typical model. And in fact, UW Cooperative Extension was part of UW-Madison, and then it was pulled out and given its own identity during that reorganization of the 1970s.
With that, let's take our final break. We've got a lot more to talk about, and the minutes are ticking away, but we can still take your call if you give us a ring at 1-800-228-5615. We're talking about the restructuring of the UW system, the colleges merging with the four-year universities. Cooperative Extension has some changes in store, potentially, as does UW Extension, and of which WPR is part. Let us know, 1-800-228-5615. I'm joined by Jim Pannier, Keith Montgomery, Jim Schmidt, and Kathy Sandeen. This is The West Side.
Wisconsin Public Radio has teamed up with Earthbound Expeditions and Burkhalter Travel to plan three unforgettable adventures in 2018. In April, Dan Fallon leads a tour of the music cities of the southern U.S. In June, Mike Crane hosts a journey through Scandinavia. And in October, Stephanie Elkins highlights a river cruise through northern France. Registration is now open for all three trips. Detailed itineraries are available at wpr.org/travel.
Support for WPR comes from the Nelson Institute, presenting Tales from Planet Earth, an environmental film festival open to the public, November 3rd through the 5th in Madison. A list of films is at talesfromplanetearth.com.
Jeans and Jewels is the annual fundraiser for the Community Foundation of Dunn County. It's Saturday, November 4th, beginning at 5 p.m. at the Memorial Student Center at UW-Stout. Music, dinner, raffles, auctions, and a dessert dash. Details online at cvduncounty.org.
I'm Rich Kramer. You're listening to The West Side. Thanks for joining us this Monday morning. We're talking about the restructuring of the UW system. Two-year colleges could be merging with four-year universities by July 1st of 2018. Talking about it with me today, we've got Jim Pannier. He's a former professor and department chair at UW-Barron County. Keith Montgomery is a regional executive officer and dean of the UW College's Northern Region. Jim Schmidt is chancellor of UW-Eau Claire, and Kathy Sandine is chancellor of UW Colleges and UW Extension. Again, for full disclosure, Wisconsin Public Radio is part of UW Extension, so all employees, including myself, are employees of Extension and are affected in one way or the other by these changes. So with that, we've got just about 7 minutes left, but I wanted to ask about costs, and I wanted to go to Jim Schmidt. We talked earlier about a $12.2 million budget deficit that was overcome or cut in state funding. That was pretty painful, and there were a lot of people that had to be laid off. There was early incentivized release or whatever you wanted to call it, buyout, some people called it. So I'm wondering if the current model, the way I understand it, the counties pay for the buildings and the facilities. The personnel is supplied by the UW system. So does that mean you're all of a sudden going to have a great big new tab to deal with in paying for the supply of the personnel at UW-Barron County?
So we have not seen the final board resolution that'll go in front of the board yet, so that there's some details that might get included there. But here's what we know based on what President Cross has told chancellors and reported in the media, that on July 1, all employees of UW-Barron County will become employees of UW-Eau Claire as an entity. Now, what it's called and all those things, that's still got to get figured out. The budget that was directed to UW-Barron County will also become a part of the broader UW-Eau Claire budget. The issues that are a lot of the important details deal with how do the supports to that campus occur. There is a regional and state structure that's currently in place to support students, faculty, and staff at UW-Barron County. Those dollars will not be instantly available to UW-Eau Claire. So part of what we'll be spending this year doing is, I know President Cross wants to take a look at regional structures, state structures, to see if there, what are the efficiencies, how does that fit into this broader merger. Clearly, there will be some upfront costs that UW-Eau Claire will have as we move into this merger. My colleagues at some of the other campuses are getting two or three college campuses,
right,
and most of those are larger campuses. So that question is very top of mind for them, and that's some of what we hope to be figuring out. We have a chancellor's meeting at the end of the week, and I'm sure some of those will be conversations there as well.
So you all are waiting for the same packet that I'm waiting for to become available before the Regents meeting.
Yeah.
Okay. So I wanted to also bring up the pipeline of students. I spoke with Chancellor Bob Meyer at UW-Stout. And as we mentioned earlier, Barron County campus was, or the Rice Lake campus was a sort of satellite or affiliated with UW-Stout very strongly. And Bob Meyer mentioned that as late as 2015, I think it was a full quarter of all the graduates transferred or something like that, 25% transferred from UW-Barron County to UW-Stout. And he didn't say it outright, but it seemed like there were some concerns that maybe having UW-Barron County become a satellite campus for UW-Eau Claire, that it could disrupt that pipeline and it could kind of pull from those vital tuition dollars. Chancellor
Schmidt. I said this at the Barron County meeting. It is my intention to preserve the mission of Barron County. Its mission is to prepare students to transfer to a four-year campus. If I'm serious about serving the students, we're going to leave all of those opportunities still in place. We have students that come to UW-Claire and plan to transfer to UW-Madison for a different kind of engineering program. If you do what's right for the students, do what's right for the taxpayers, things tend to answer their own questions. One of the reasons that UW-Claire was selected is we get more transfer students from Barron County than any other school. Mm. I've taken a look at the data. Stout is significant. A lot of them go to Stout, but we have those going to Platteville, Stevens Point, and other campuses as well. That'll continue. Now, will the students on that campus feel greater alignment with UW-Claire? I hope so, because we want them to be a part of our broader institution. Might that negatively affect if I'm in Bob Meyer's spot? Possibly. Candidly, I'm concerned. You know, I have similar concerns. We get a lot of students from UW-Marathon in Wood County. Mm-hmm. We have a branch nursing program with the Wood County program. Are we likely to lose some of those students to Stevens Point? Yes. But I don't think these numbers are so significant that it's going to have a huge impact on any of the universities.
Chancellor Sandin, I heard you there, and I'm sorry I didn't get to you quicker. You had something to follow up?
Yes, absolutely. So it's music to my ears to hear Chancellor Schmidt say that he wants to preserve the open transfer mission, because that has been some criticism that I have heard from many people about this proposal, the fear that someone in Rice Lake won't be able to transfer to UW-Madison, that person will only be able to transfer to UW-Eau Claire. And we need to really counter that impression, because the mission all along has been open transfer to any institution within the UW system. I think that's been a strength of the UW colleges, and I think that that's what the community would like to see preserved. So, again, it's great to hear Chancellor Schmidt saying that that is his intention.
And Dean Keith Montgomery, I'll let you have the last word. Thoughts on the future of the UW colleges, UW system as a whole?
Yeah, I think this is. I really strongly support this realignment that's taking place. I think it's a realignment for the future, and I think we'll be have a stronger UW as a result of it.
All right, thank you all so much for your discussion. Kathy Sandin is Chancellor of UW Colleges and Extension. Jim Schmidt is Chancellor at UW Eau Claire. Keith Montgomery is Regional Executive Officer and Dean of the UW Colleges Northern Region. Jim Panier is a former professor and former department chair at UW Barron County. Thank you all so much. I'd also like to thank Team Westside, including Mort Cypress, Henry Lippold, Dean Collenbeck, and Kate Spranger. We'll chat again next Monday morning.